Pig lived on Penny Lake Farms in Pennsylvania. They called it Penny Lake because there was a big round lake right in the middle of the farm. And when the sun would rise in the morning or set in the evening, the water on the lake looked as if it was made of shiny new pennies. Petunia was a cute pink-spotted piglet. She was always the first to run out of the barn in the mornings, and the last one in the evening. She was even awake before Roger the rooster. She loved to gaze at the beautiful coppery lake when the sun would rise in the morning, and then every afternoon she would return there to watch the sun set. Petunia would sit and watch the lake transform into the brilliant copper-colored water that she admired so much. It was a magnificent sight for her. She could almost hear the pennies jingle when the lake took on its magical glow. Later in the day, when the sun was high in the sky and the lake appeared as any other ordinary lake, Petunia would sit and listen to the gentle breezes that rustled through the tall grass around the water. She always noticed all the different creatures that lived in or near the water. They seemed magical, too. She saw tadpoles turn from odd little swimmers into hopping, singing frogs, and long green caterpillars crawling on dried wood on the shore of the lake build cocoons and then emerge as beautiful butterflies. Petunia was a very special pig. She was different from all the other pigs on the farm. Oh, she appeared mostly the same on the outside as the other pigs, except for her little cloud-shaped spots. But Petunia had big dreams. She wanted to see what was beyond the big hill on the far side of the lake. It was too far for a little piglet to walk on her own. So with that thought, she made a secret wish. And every night before she went to sleep, she would make that same wish on the very last star she saw in the night sky just before falling fast asleep. Petunia knew there were more mysteries in the world to discover. She knew this because she saw the magic of the copper lake and the tadpoles and the caterpillar too. That was her proof that her dreams and wishes could come true. One day, she was watching a dragonfly who often visited the lake while she was there. He was very graceful and colorful. He had a blue-green body and wings that seemed to sparkle as he hovered over the water. Petunia watched him in amazement. A few days had gone by, and Petunia had grown tired of just watching the dragonfly. So today she thought, "I will introduce myself." Petunia very politely asked,
"How do you do, old dragonfly?" "My name is Petunia."
He then inquisitively flew right up to her turned-up nose and asked,
"Are you addressing me?"
Petunia, surprised, said,
"Oh, yes. I think you are so marvelous and magical, the way you float above the water."
"Marvelous and magical," he said.
Then, with a dignified pause, he thought to himself,
"Yes, I suppose I am magical and marvelous."
He then replied,
"All living things are magical and marvelous. You too are magical and marvelous, Petunia Pig."
And in that instant, he started to fly away. Petunia shouted over the water,
"Wait! You didn't tell me your name!"
In one moment, he was back, floating above her head.
My apologies. I did indeed forget to tell you my name. My name is Imon B. Dragonfly.
And with that, he flew away. Petunia watched him fly away over the big hill on the far side of the lake. She started thinking about her wish, and with a deep sigh, she said it out loud.
I wish I could grow wings and fly away to see what's beyond the big hill on the far side of the lake.
As the sun grew hotter throughout the day, Petunia decided to roll around in the squishy mud on the shore of the lake to cool off. Once she was sufficiently covered with mud, she trotted happily back to the barn, humming a tune she had heard from Frankie the Green Frog yesterday. It went something like this.
The stars are starting to twinkle, the crickets are singing a song. For the lady in the silvery moon, she's dancing right along.
As Petunia got closer to the barn, she thought about how exciting her day had been. She had met a new friend, Mr. Imon B. Dragonfly. Petunia knew there was something different about Imon. He seemed extraordinary. Well, Petunia was right. Imon was extraordinary. But what Petunia didn't know was that Imon had heard her make her wish out loud. And that night, as Petunia snuggled in her comfortable stall with its sweet-smelling hay, her very last thoughts were on Imon. And just as she dozed off to sleep, she wondered what the B stood for in Imon's name. In the morning, just like every other morning, Petunia was the first to wake. All the other animals were still sound asleep, dreaming and snoring away. Petunia quietly crept out of the barn. She didn't want to wake any of the other animals, especially Roger the rooster, because when he woke up, everyone else would wake up too. Petunia quickly headed down the hill to the shore of the lake. She was running so fast, it almost felt like she was flying. And then something remarkable happened. Petunia noticed that on the way down the hill to see the magical coppery lake, she had started to grow wings. Huge, beautiful rainbow wings that glittered. Petunia was flying. Her wish had come true. When she started to fly over the water, can you imagine who was there? It was Imon. He smiled and laughed when he saw how happy Petunia was with her wings. Petunia giggled and said a big hello to Imon. She said,
"Look, Imon, I can fly."
Imon said,
"I knew you could, because you believed in your dreams, and you never stopped believing in them."
Petunia and Imon floated above the glistening copper water, fluttering their wings. Petunia asked Imon if he would fly with her over the big hill on the far side of the lake. Imon kindly and cheerfully said,
"I would love to fly with you over the big hill on the far side of the lake, and there we will discover all the mysteries of the world."
In the distance, when Imon and Petunia were almost at the edge of the hill, you could faintly hear Petunia ask Imon,
"What does the B stand for in your name, Mr. Imon B. Dragonfly?"
Imon said,
"Why, it stands for beautiful, just like you."